How's everyone doing today? Welcome to a very special Tubi original episode of Rice Ball Special with your favorite... Oh, I left some smoke in there. Hold on. That's a jerk move.
Call you Bob.
Don't call me Bob. Not yet. I haven't gotten there yet. With your favorite... quietest member of the podcast, but we're changing that with every Rice Ball, giving you more of a voice than anyone has ever had in the history of the show. That's my Tony Hinchcliffe impersonation. Future Hall of Famer. Oh, wait, I gotta keep the music going. It's Brennan. Oh, God, the music stopped. Shipley up to Boston!
Hello, everybody.
And I am your host, Andy Rice. This is Fried Rice Podcast. Let's get fried, which they just said in that very cool song. And, yeah, this is it. We're here. We were chit-chatting about video games just a little bit ago. But let's start off at the top with what are we smoking.
Okay.
Because this is a shorter, it's a rice ball. It's not supposed to be 2 hours. Andy and Brennan from every other time they've done this.
Can't help it, we tangent.
I know.
This I will indulge be the, in your tangents.
This is the third Brennan and Andy episode. one is official, the third official Rice Ball.
The first one was the one with the most commercial breaks. My first episode with commercial breaks.
It's the first episode with commercial breaks and a shitload of them, which took us a month and a half to fucking record.
Yeah, I was about to say, I had a 3 or 4 episode arc of we're going to record episodes.
Yeah.
Or record commercials.
I think last time we, and then we did the, oh God, did we do a Christmas episode that didn't air? Or, no, that was Mandy.
That was Mandy.
That's the one.
Yeah, but we did air it.
Because we stopped halfway through and turned our Mandy episode into a commercial, or into a Christmas, semi-Christmas special.
Yeah,
fuck.
I
just love Christmas. I'd do it anytime.
That was a fun one.
I would do a Christmas special all year, like, every episode be a different Christmas movie, and just have a whole year of Christmas movie reviews.
I mean, there is a lot of Christmas movies, so you could do that.
And I wouldn't do, like, I would do some Hallmark ones. I would do some classics. I would do some funny ones, some action
like
ones.
Lifetime Christmas movies.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm down. Some of them star...
Those are the worst, though.
No, well, here's the thing that I like, though. It's a vehicle for out-of-work actors, especially older women. And when I say older, I'm talking Hollywood older, which is like 30.
Yeah.
Where they start losing roles, which is just fucked up. not everyone could be Zendaya. You know, Zendaya can't just be some eternally 20-something, you know.
Yeah.
But she'll get old too. Will she stop losing parts?
I don't know.
Yeah, when's the last movie we saw with... Neve Campbell. She was...
Yeah.
Up and coming, but she's going to be in the new Scream movie.
Yeah,
I read that.
Probably any Scream movies they make, she'll be in them until her character dies.
Probably this next movie.
Yeah.
After spoilers, what they did to Dewey.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh. Well, I don't know if he dies, but it's you know.
Well, we already know you can't kill David Arquette.
You cannot kill David Arquette. Okay, so what are we smoking? I just packed some. Now, the guy at the store told me that this is infused, and I can't see anywhere on the packaging.
It does seem to have a lemony scent, flavor.
It is called Lemon's Revenge.
Yeah.
And it's got a cute little picture of a lemon cutting off a cherry's head for some reason. I don't understand. What's it? Are lemon and cherry at odds with each other? I thought cherry lemonade
lemonade. Maybe that's what they're referencing.
What they're hinting at.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lemon's Revenge, so it's a 7-gram minis. Oh, it's minis. That's why they're so small.
Mini nugs.
Yeah. Okay. And then I bought, and then we're going to smoke some what you brought, which is, you can read that off.
The Los Angeles Kush Paradise Haze. It's a sativa. Doesn't have any information on it as far as THC or any of that, but it's good. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, I like LA Kush. Yeah. And then I bought... Now, this one's interesting. It's Xana brand. So it's a space helmet-wearing dude. The weed is called Project 4516, which is Platinum Puff and Gelato 45. It's a sativa, 60-40. I don't know what 60-40 means. And... It has a backstory. So it says, meteorites, galactic phenomenon, straight from the sky. Oh, I gotta do this more like a... Straight from the skies of Planet Z. These meteorites are a delicacy to all Xanians. These mini-buds are sure to pack an out-of-world punch for any explorer. Okay, I get it. It's space-themed.
Yeah, that was reminiscent of our first commercial.
Oh, God. Maybe that's why it popped into my head. Yeah. And we're doing Moon Rocks from 8th, brother.
Yeah.
Which, they make some good stuff.
Yeah.
They had a cart.
I love their edibles. They're cheap and they're good.
Oh, by the way, Dario left his wallet here maybe last night. So if you,
This one's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you see anything.
Okay.
If you feel anything, let me know.
Okay.
Is it in here, maybe? Okay, this isn't the time.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of the... Okay, but... He was looking for it. I couldn't find it. Oh. Yeah, that's a good start. That's his... Wow, okay. Keep going. Yeah, you're much better at searching the couch than he is. He left his... He drinks those Mio energy things.
Does he?
All the fucking time, yeah. That's why he looks... He has the body of a... Like a... Well, a UFC fighter.
He's, yeah, yeah.
So that's what he... You know, like he's yeah, a MMA... Okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So, Mio Energy, if you want to look ripped.
And drink water. Drink more water.
Yeah, drink more water. What are you doing? You have headaches? Drink more water.
You I've actually been really getting into liquid IV lately.
What's liquid IV?
They're like, basically it's like powder, like electrolytes, like that you kind of just add to your water to kind of give you more hydration.
And does it actually feel like it hydrates you more?
Oh, yeah. Like, after I drink them, I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom, like. Every 30 minutes, it feels like.
Oh, that sounds
and nice. And they taste good, too. The one that I get is like a lemon-lime flavor, and it's like a bunch of electrolytes. And
Is yeah. it look like a Mio? Or?
I mean, it's like a Crystalite packet, you know? Like
Got it. It's per water. One water bottle, right?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah, you might have saw me use one the other night. I don't know. But, yeah, I just pour it in and just... It's good.
I drink a lot of water... And sometimes the Minute Maid makes a good sugar-free lemonade that I like. And yet, that being said, I'm still fat as fuck. So, I mean, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm physically active. Drink water and sometimes sugar-free lemonade. I think I've just built a fat body that just wants to stay fat.
Yeah, but you don't look fat. You carry your weight well, like you. You're tall. It, you know, it's distributed well.
Doesn't change. Well, this isn't a therapy session for...
Yes, it is. That's every episode.
It is. That's good. Good weed. Mm-hmm. I made one note for the show we watched. So, we did things a little differently this week. And because things got changed around and we're going to do, I'm kind of doing two episodes today. So right after this is going to be the fucking Warriors of Virtue movie. So from what I've heard, again, let me take this hit. Mike said, I guess it's kind of spoiler, but. Mike said, how do I keep getting more lighters? Okay.
They're all yours.
All right.
I got one. It's green.
Okay. So, Mike tells me earlier this week, he goes, and the movie, again, the movie's Warriors of Virtue. He goes, Andy, this might be the worst movie we've watched. And yeah. I was like, what? How can this be the worst movie we've watched? We've watched some stinkers, bro. We watched Streamline, and I don't know what, I don't even remember... What Streamline was about. I know Mark Hamill was in it, but I can't tell you who the other guy was.
Made Streamline look great. Yeah. That was the clever girl guy from Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jesus, you're
right. Is it Bob Peck or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I mean, Warriors of Virtue is way better than that fucking movie. I can tell you what happened in Warriors of Virtue.
That's great.
It has a sequel, even.
Are you going to ask Mike if this movie made him miss man thing?
Yeah, I should just play that clip.
You should.
When he walks in. But yeah, so
for his intro.
But I watched it last night, and Dario fucking loved that movie when he was a kid, and we both watched it, and you know what?
Hit the nostalgia.
It hit the nostalgia. Okay. I don't need to talk about Warriors of Virtue. But I am going to record that after this. And so, yeah. So we're keeping this shorter. I guess what I'm rambling on.
He's trying to say we're going to make it shorter.
As I'm taking the longest possible route to say it.
We're only 10 minutes in. That's,
yeah.
We're done with what are we smoking. So we're
ahead on schedule. Track. Yeah. We're on track. Yeah. So we watched, because we're not sponsored by Tubi. For some reason, fucking Tubi. I don't know what your deal is. All we do is pick Tubi movies, review them, we have a good time, we smoke weed. I wonder if there's a streaming platform that's really pro-weed.
But in all fairness, have you reached out?
Never.
That's could be why they don't know.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything to... I've just assumed that Tubi's going to find this via searching hashtag Tubi. And see that we review that. You know what, though? I'm going to reach out. Especially with this episode. This will be how I do it, because...
Yeah.
We're doing... For the first time ever on the show, we're doing a Tubi original. And the Tubi original is the Freak Brothers, and it's a cartoon. And it's a animated 25-minute cartoon from 2021.
Yeah. With a great cast.
Oh, yeah. Woody Harrelson, John Goodman, Pete Davidson, and Tiffany Haddish. Are those the...
Those are the main people.
Holy shit, that is a good cast.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just enjoyed the episode. Same. I didn't even look at the cast till right now.
Yeah.
I'm awestruck. Well, yeah.
When I got home from work last night, like, my wife was kind of, she woke up and she was up again. So we smoked a little bit just so she can hopefully go to sleep, get some sleep. And I told her what I was going to be watching. She's like, all right, I'll sit and watch an episode or I'll watch it with you. And normally this kind of show isn't really like her cup of tea, but she was laughing the entire way through. She thought it was silly, and like it basically took me pulling up the IMDb page and showing her who the cast was, like, to be like, because at first, you know, you could recognize Woody Harrelson's voice, you know, and she's like, no, that's not Woody Harrelson, that's, you know, that's the other guy that kind of sounds like him. And I'm like, no, it's Woody Harrelson, like, that one I know for sure.
Which is he, the main guy?
Yeah,
the black hair?
No,
one?
He's the cowboy hat one.
Okay, now that you say it,
the main one's Pete Davidson. Which his is the only one that threw me off.
And then John Goodman.
John Goodman's the heavyset guy, which John Goodman you can hear.
Yeah, now that you say it. And actually, Tiffany Haddish is the one that, the only one besides the workaholic guys that I identified. But then I was like, wait a minute. Is Tiffany Haddish? But then I thought about it. I was like, she's big right now. Like, even 2021, she's freaking massive star.
And the cat, she's funny.
Oh, she's so funny. The premise, if you're interested, people at home that haven't seen this, because it's a Tubi original. I mean, I've never even heard of it until I found it last night.
Yeah.
So this needs to get out there. It's funny.
Does it only have one season, though? Then it got canceled, or?
Two seasons.
Okay, so it could still be ongoing.
We could get a third season, because...
Yeah. This just came out in 2021, so...
Yeah. Hell yeah. So... The premise is three stoners, middle-aged? 30-something? 30-something-year-old brothers, three of them, living in 1969, get this magic sauce for their joint.
At Woodstock. Yeah.
And they smoke it and wake up in 2020.
Yeah.
And... So it's I know that we've been there.
In their secret hidden basement.
I don't want to give away too much. Well, shit, we kind of do because we're reviewing it. Yeah. So go watch it and then come back. So I think the whole Woodstock, I think them going to Woodstock and not enjoying any of the music was pretty funny.
That was great.
Just like, I don't give a shit. I just need a joint.
Yeah. I'm just looking for this one thing.
You could have gotten it for $5. It was pretty funny.
What I thought was funny was that they went to the wrong Woodstock. at first. Like, they bought bus tickets to, like, Woodstock in Kansas or something.
So, this is, I'm going to admit, a very embarrassing thing that happened to me once. I've done that. I've flown to the wrong place.
Oh, shit.
There was a wedding that I went to.
Oh, no.
And it was in, it was in Charleston. So I went to South Carolina. I didn't even look. I didn't even think about it. We just bought tickets, you know, because we wanted
where's
to get
the,
them early.
Where's the other one at?
West Virginia. There's a small little fucking nowhere town in West Virginia called Charleston. So it
that's
was just
on them for not like.
No, it's. I mean, it was on me for not really for not.
Did you not fully read or?
I didn't. I saw Charleston.
And you're like, all right, send.
Send. I just went on. I went to Charleston Airport, and it like a bunch of things popped up. A bunch of flights going to the most popular fucking city. You know, whatever. And yeah, it sucked. But anyway.
So did you have a good time there?
I just took a rental car and just drove up. It was it's a long drive.
Yeah.
It took 8 hours maybe, but
still got to see some sights.
I did. Actually, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like in the hindsight, and then when I got out there to West Virginia.
Cuz that's what, one or two states away?
I think three.
Three.
Maybe, I don't know. I could look at a map. That was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done impulsively.
Probably had to hit a bunch of toll roads. There's a bunch of toll roads on the East Coast, isn't there?
I know. I remember I took a nap at a chicken place that was pretty good.
Okay.
Just inside, off the beaten highway. Out. Just off the highway, yeah. Because I was pretty tired when I...
Sitting in the booth in the back.
Yeah. No, in my car. My
rental car. This guy started talking about X-Men and he just passed out.
It would be my karma. Yeah. I took a picture once at a Denny's of this guy that fell asleep. He was playing like a video game on his computer, and also like he had about like 10 electronic devices on the table just doing stuff, but he was like passed out. And so I just have a picture with my thumbs up next. I felt like a dick. I shouldn't have posted it. Yeah. So I got kind of circling back. I posted this video of not even my dog, okay?
Yeah.
So someone's dog that, independent, they live on their own. I love this dog. I see it all the time when they, you know, whenever they bring it to wherever.
Okay.
I don't want to give away their identity in case this is illegal. The dog accidentally found some gummies.
Oh, no.
And it took a bite of the gummy.
Oh, shit.
Or like a couple gummies.
Yeah.
And it got fucking high. And it started doing this weird little shaking thing. But outside of the context of it being high, it's an adorable little shaking thing. So when she sent me the picture, or the video, again, of a dog that I don't own, had nothing to do with it getting high or anything.
Didn't know anything about it.
I just went on Facebook and I put it on a reel and then put some music behind it. And it's really cute. It's just dump, 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 dump. And he's just dancing. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then I put in the post, because I want to be honest, like, the dog accidentally got an edible. But then I got an angry react from that chick who did the angry react on that picture of me and my dog with the cap gun.
Oh, this was recent.
This was like a day or two ago.
Oh, shit.
So she's on the lookout for me.
Yeah.
She's like probably calling the police. Like, yeah. Listen, you guys got to watch out for this fucking guy. He's abusing dogs. I'm not. I had a cap gun once to my dog years and years ago's head, but which I love very much. One of my favorite dogs of all time, and it would never ever hurt. And it was obviously a cap gun. Well, maybe not that obvious, but it was a cap gun.
Yeah.
And
orange tip and everything.
No. It's problematic. I got rid of the picture.
Yeah.
But it was a cap gun. Okay. It was just one of the older, realistic-looking ones. But the next... And then I... But the picture, it's a series of pictures. It's me holding it to her, and then her laying on her belly, obviously being pet and being dead, quote-unquote. You know, whatever. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's just a...
Dumb trip.
Dumb Andy bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
it's okay.
Let's talk about Freak Brothers. There was a moment where they smoked the weed, the dipped, like the laced weed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they all have their different crazy fantasies. And then it cuts to Tiffany Haddish cat, and it's just dun, dun, dun. Like the Vietnam, she's just burning fucking villagers and shit. I'm like, holy shit.
The flamethrower, thumbs up.
Jesus Christ.
At basically, like, right at that scene, my wife was like, if you fall asleep to this, I will kill you. Like, if our kids walk out and see this, like...
Oh, shit. Yeah, you have to be on watch for this.
Yeah, she's like, you will see, you will wake up in a way you've never woken up. I was like, all right.
Oh, God, yeah, you definitely... This is not for children. Yeah, definitely TVMA. What's LSV? I don't know. So I watched the first episode, and I enjoyed it. And they... So they wake up in a base in their basement, but I like the transition of time of the houses getting knocked down, rebuilt, knocked down. The little war protesters just protesting.
Reminiscent of the Bob's Burger opening
sequence. Oh, it is. Yeah. Think of the Bob's Burger opening, but it mixed with... It's kind of like Blast from the Past a little bit.
Because they're underneath.
They're underneath, and then they wake up. They haven't aged, which I like. That's fun. And now they're out 2020, but they scare the shit. I like that they each
have their own thing.
But they both or all three of them when they just go one goes to eat, one goes to take a shit, one goes to sleep, and they don't question it at all that there's different people in their homes. Like when they
or
go
the
to
house looks different or anything.
Yeah, so he goes to take a shit, and there's a black dude showering in his shower, and he just goes, eh. And the guy screams because he's never seen this fucking freaky dude. And then there's a chick in the bed. That's scary. And then with Woody Harrelson's dude. And then I don't know where the last chick came in.
I think it was a kid. The kid came downstairs was the... Or, no, someone came in and he was eating the ice cream.
John that's Goodman's right. character was with the wrong spoon.
With the wrong spoon. He's like, I don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So they go to the future. Everything's different. They think that robots have taken over, which is a funny take because everyone's glued to their screens. LOL.
Yeah. LOL. JK.
LOL. JK. OMG. And so they're like, "Oh shit!" You know, they're taken over by robots, and they go on this funny little. They follow a guy up to his apartment. And they fucking...
Yeah, 'cause he's on a Bluetooth. And he's like, stick with me if you want to be safe. Like, I'll keep you safe.
Yeah.
Safe bets with me.
Exactly. Probably talking about investments.
Yeah.
And on his Bluetooth, whoever. And they're just behind him going like, oh, shit, we'll follow this guy. They go up to the room. It's a surprise birthday party. How? They end up killing the dude.
Yeah, but that will sell... Well, first, everybody, like, they're freaking out. They're like, you gotta destroy all the machines. And they're breaking all of his appliances. And then they have the Stephen Hawking character
guy
come in the elevator. Like, he's a machine.
Because he's got the robot voice.
Yeah.
So they throw his ass in the fucking chute.
Oh, gosh.
And the garbage can, or the garbage chute. Fuck, dude.
He comes back in episode 2.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. Okay.
I hope he's a reoccurring character. That's dope.
I hope so, too. Because I probably will watch more of this, like.
Yeah, I'm going to as well. I'm going to probably watch all of it, to be honest. It's so, like, pro-weed.
It's definitely a stoner comedy.
No, it's a stoner comedy for sure.
Like, my wife was saying last night, she's like, you have to be high to enjoy this. Like, she's like, normally I would be like, this is stupid.
There's a scene where their drug dealer shoves a bunch of weed up his ass.
That was in the beginning.
Was in the beginning. Yeah. And so... Then he goes and gets hit by a car or a bus or something. And so they put on medical examiner jackets, walk up, they're like, we'll help you move this dead body, convincing the guy there. Yeah. It's like, hey, who are you?
It's like, hey, I carry it by the butt. Yeah.
And he points to John Goodman, and that's Karen from the Purdue Christmas party. But yeah, so I'm going to grab him by grabbing the inside of his butthole and just starts pulling stuff out.
Pulls out a record.
Oh, God. That's
a whole bunch of stuff.
So funny. Like, it's stuff we've seen before, but then in a funny, twisty way that I like.
That comes back in episode 2 as well.
Pulling stuff out of asses?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Episode 2 is pretty funny. Like, because the first episode, it does a good job of setting up where they are and everything. But episode 2 is like, now they're trying to figure out how to get back. And they kind of like, it's silly. Like, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away if you're going to watch it. But it continues to be silly.
Now, you know what? If we're just on the subject of time travel ish, which I guess cryogenic sleep slash weed sleep, I guess, if we're going to go by this logic, is I think is a valid form of time travel. It's only one direction, yeah, and there's no return trip, but you do travel forward to a time that you otherwise wouldn't be able to get to without, like, on your own, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like a time machine is, like, working cryogenic sleep. That's all we have.
Yeah.
Because your consciousness, if you can, all you have to do is freeze your body and consciousness, and if that can happen, then you're set. But
there's not really a way to go backwards.
We exactly. Mm-hmm. There's so we would never know, and no one working on the project would ever know if it was super successful or what they were sending people into. Mm-hmm. And could you really trust the safekeeping of cryogenic tubes built in 2020, let's just say 2030, and now it's 3030. You think 100 years have gone by and they somehow kept these things safe? And
yeah, someone's monitored them, made sure.
Yeah, because technology is going to move forward. It's like they're going to eventually have to, like, take out the computers that run the office. That, oh, shit. Forgot about that. God, it's been a while. I'm usually pretty good about that now.
Yeah.
So when it comes to time travel, I think let's just a little tangent here, which is fine. I liked my favorite genre of science fiction movies is time travel. Yeah. Anything time travel, oh, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think is it Future Man? Is that the one with
on Hulu?
That's one of the best shows ever made.
I've only watched, like, the first 3 episodes or so. I haven't finished it. It was funny.
It gets more insane. Serious. It gets, well, no, it's funny.
Okay.
All the way through. Like, it's an incredibly funny show. There are serious moments. It doesn't, I mean, but it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's, at one point, I mean, I guess spoilers, but you use time travel enough, sometimes there could be body splicing issues.
Okay.
Where you'll switch, especially if you go together, you'll switch body parts with someone. And he switches his dick with Wolf, who had a huge dick, right? And so he, like, comes out, he's like, oh God. Like, he's got this, like, huge dick, and Wolf the whole time, he's now got a much smaller dick.
Yeah.
And he's fucking furious. And he hates the main character for that, but they still have to work together, but he's fucking pissed. But it, like, I would be too.
Yeah. So he's trying to figure out how to swap it back. And he's just like, no, we're good.
But it's just random. You don't get to really choose. It's not like, it just happens if you time travel enough.
With people.
Sometimes it happens. Oh, sort of. I'm guessing Harry Potter splicing rules. Right?
Does it ever revert back to normal, or is that just how it ends?
I'm pretty sure he has a big dick throughout the rest of the show.
And the other guy's just mad.
The other guy's just pissed off.
That's like, part of his character. Up.
Yeah. Dude, he goes back. So the premise of Future Man is like the two warriors from the future come back to, like, modern day to help this guy, gamer, you know, stop the apocalypse from happening. But when they go further back in time, when they go to, like, the 80s, Wolf, who's never heard of, like, never done drugs at all, he discovers cocaine and just becomes the coolest fucking guy in the 80s. He starts playing volleyball with people. He forgets about the cause. He's just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go have fun. He becomes a big Corey Hart fan. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Funny.
And he becomes a, like, oh, God, dude, that's one of the best shows ever.
Yeah,
it's not on Tubi. I'm sorry. I know it's supposed to be a Tubi original special episode. Go on Hulu to watch that one.
Yeah.
But if Tubi's free, and everything on Tubi's free, and there are commercials, but they're brief. They're like a minute at max.
They're quick. There's only like two ads.
Two ads, 1 minute apiece.
Yeah,
it's doable.
It seems like there's less for their originals. I feel.
Yeah, I thought there was only one.
I think I had a couple, but it wasn't. Yeah, I think the pilot there was less, and the second episode I think there was two.
Oh man, by that math, by episode 5, we're gonna have a shitload of commercials. I hope that's not the case, but
I don't think it'll continue on that pattern.
I liked it. I'm gonna watch more of it. Now I was looking at others because I was thinking last night. I was like, what Tubi original should we do? Because we had less time.
Yeah, I went into that completely blind. I was just like, all right, we'll see what this is. And I watched the trailer, and I was like, okay, this looks silly.
There's a few on here that are really calling my name. Pastacalypse. Oh, you nailed it.
That's
Pastacalypse.
That's an intense name.
Pastacalypse. And it's I think it's a spaghetti chef. A chef made of spaghetti. No, he's made of noodles. I think he's trying to take over the world. I watched a little bit of it.
Did you?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah. Slay looks interesting. It looks like a horror show with drag queens as the main people being slain, it looks like. And it's called Slay, which I think is a funny play on the whole
slang
drag queen culture thing. Which, I'm going to be honest, I have nothing against drag queens whatsoever, but RuPaul's Drag Race, much like every other reality show in existence, I'm not into. It's scripted, manufactured tears, blah blah blah. And if you're into reality TV, fine. It's just background noise, I'm sure, for a lot of people.
Well, my wife likes a lot of TLC shows, and I'll get sucked into watching some of them with her, but like we watch them for completely different reasons. She watches them to like root for the people, and I watch them to see kind of like what kind of train wrecks these people are. Like,
so you're watching
90 Day Fiancé, like all.
Now,
those.
What's 90 Day Fiancé? I've heard of the name.
That's the one where they're like, so they have multiple iterations of it now, but it's traditionally it was an American is finding, they met somebody online that lives in another country somewhere else in the world, and they have a 90 day visa, so they have that 90 days to get married, so they can become a citizen, like, and
stay here. Oh, this is a common enough thing that.
They made a show.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have a bunch. They have ones where they go, the Americans go to the other countries, and then they have ones where it's like them after they've already been on the show and they're married, or they divorced and now they're single, and like yeah, there's okay. A bunch of them. My wife loves all of them, and I mean I don't really know most of the people's names. I just kind of have like different kind of nicknames for them based off of either things they've done or kind of how they look.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not nice, but no, it's only great. Said in my own home.
Yeah. No, you're rooting for them to fail in a way.
Don't get me wrong. There's some that I'm like, all right, they're kind of they seem real. You know, they seem like a real couple. Like they seem like they actually found love and seem happy. Like good for them. But most of these people are people that want to be on TV.
And, yeah.
You know.
That's like, why I don't watch.
I'm sure you've heard of Big Ed. He's kind of like, he's the guy that kind of looks like he has no neck. And like, there's memes of him. I'll look him up for you and pull him up. And
yeah,
show you.
No. He's from that show?
He's from that show.
I think the last reality show I watched was Tag. It was, that's one of those competition shows. Remember that was, had that one football dude, he's like, let's play tag, and it was a had that super hot doesn't even matter. That's so too tangenty.
Yeah, this,
show me a picture this of this no big, neck guy.
And this is like memes that people created of him.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's
I
what
got
he looks
you
like.
Some toothpaste when my girlfriend starts crying. I don't know what to do. Yeah. God, is he that bad?
Oh, I mean, so...
Who's he marrying?
So, first he goes to the Philippines to get this girl, and their age difference is way different. Like, he starts out super cringy in general. Like, his first thing, he's putting, like, big old, like, just heaps of mayonnaise in his hair.
What the fuck? Why?
Because someone told him that it's good for your hair. Good for keeping the color and health of your hair. So he's just putting mayonnaise in his hair. And then he goes to the Philippines, and he's, like, there with the girl. And, like, he gets her a bunch of, like, toothpaste, toothbrush, and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, because your breath stinks. And, like, says it a different way. But she has some sort of, like, gastro, like, stomach issues that causes her bad breath. And she's told him about it, and it's just like, so she already has a complex about it, and he made the complex even worse.
On TV.
Yeah, but like, it's just, he's just kind of, he's definitely a cringe person.
And they get married?
No, they don't make it.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, yeah, but he's on another version of it now with another girl, an American now, but... Yeah, he's kind of a trash person.
Wait, he got back on with a different chick?
Yeah, because he got on to another version.
How bad of a train wreck is this chick?
Just as bad.
Oh, God, she's putting fucking jelly in her hair because she heard it from a different source. Fuck it.
No, she's...
mayonnaise or ketchup or...
She seems more normal, but like... I don't know. My wife watches more of it. She's like, no, she really loves them. And I'm like, I think she just likes being on TV.
We'll do a rice special with your wife one day, a rice ball.
Yeah, talking about 90 Day
just
Fiancé.
I'll watch an episode of, we could do 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Days In.
Yeah, or something.
Or what's that other, the one where they do in prison?
That's the prison one, yeah.
And then we could watch,
Love After Lockup is also what she watches too.
How about that movie 9 months with Sandra Bullock's? We'll just
9 months.
We'll just do
everything nine.
Yeah.
Nine related.
Just yeah, I like it. 90 Day Fiance, 90 Days In, then 9 months with Sandra Bullock. And I think Hugh Grant. I don't know.
That's funny.
Okay, it looks like they
do a lot of horror, it looks like.
They also do Vice News Presents. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Interesting.
That is an interesting documentary, it looks like. Yeah, crime, mystery. Mm-hmm. I've only seen like people, comedians talk about the whole Epstein. I didn't do any deep research on the island. I know that, I only just know that it was like a sex trafficking island. Mm-hmm. But I know that the biggest conspiracy theory is that he was murdered, right? Or that...
he got murdered in prison.
Interesting. And then we got our boy Bruce Willis, Tubi original Corrective Measures.
Wow, that must have been one of like the last things he did.
Yeah, I think that was one of those Tubi threw him a bone because they're like, hey, because I think he's like, he needed to stock up on a bunch of money before. Because
they need to do a bunch of stuff right before.
Yeah, and I think this was one of them. It's like probably Tubi's like, yeah, fuck it. We're Tubi. We'll give you a shitload of money to.
Well, that's why I wonder who is like Tubi's parent company. Is it Lionsgate?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Lionsgate was one of the producers of that show.
Tubi parent company. Oh, it's Fox, dude. I think we have... Oh, shit.
I think we have...
Is Tubi owned by Disney? Since its acquisition by Fox, Tubi also carries program from Fox. Fox Soul. Wait, what's Fox Soul? Local news and stations. Fox Soul. Our voice, our truth. Celebrate black culture. They have a whole separate Black Fox?
I didn't know that.
Huh.
First thing is a white lady that we see.
Yeah, that, I mean, come on, Fox Soul.
That kind of threw me off.
That literally the first fucking thing we saw was a white person. What's her name? Portia?
Yeah.
Interesting. I always like seeing different viewpoints when I look at... But Fox... I'm interested to see what Fox Soul's take on politics would be if it even gets into that, because like, would this be like the Republican, like the Black Republican channel then?
I don't know.
I don't really want to get, because I mean Fox is absolutely a Republican conservative news station. That's not even debatable. And interesting, but I don't see anything news on here. I just see... Here we go. Topics: celebs, culture, food, health, lifestyle, love, music, politics. News, politics, spiritual, news, and sports. Man, this is a interesting rabbit hole we're going down. All just from trying to see who owns Tubi. Let's see. Toxic love and DNA tests. Red carpets, medieval. Okay, none of this is news. It says under politics. Or under politics, it says uncategorized, and then celebs, culture uncategorized, and then funny as Friday. None of this is politics.
No.
Wow. Wait, strippers, bill of rights, financial infidelity. Local rapper holds private screening for Godzilla fans. That's real political. I wonder where they're leaning on that one. Holy shit. So Fox Soul does not fuck with politics. There's a politics button. Okay, let's see what they do with spiritual. Are they just fronting on that one?
Same
motherfucking thing. There's nothing under spiritual. Here, let's hit the load more and see if anything happens. Okay, do these topics do anything? Health.
Okay. That's it.
It changed the top one. This is not fun in podcasting. I'm so sorry, people. Go to the foxsoul.tv if you want to see what we're looking at. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Fox owns Tubi. So I guess I'd have to reach out to Fox.
Tubi probably still has a
their own company.
Their own office, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna reach out to you, Tubi. I don't know if we're your jam at all, but whatever. And then the last exit looked interesting. I know they do a lot of horror.
Yeah, that's all I've really seen is horror.
Yeah. You know, now okay. There's a lot of
drama.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on here I'm not gonna watch, to be honest. The stepmother didn't look interesting to me. Blind Waters. Do you think she's blind?
Wait, the stepmother 3?
Yeah. The stepmother 1 at the top, and already I see now the step... Oh, nope, stepmother 2 is right there.
Yeah.
And there's stepmother 3. Damn.
I mean, we can movie marathon.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? Twisted House Sister 2.
Ooh, I would watch this. Sins of the Father, the Green River Killer.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like those...
That's probably a documentary.
Oh, it is a documentary. I like, you know what I prefer?
I do like documentaries, yeah.
I like documentaries just fine, and there's some interesting ones. But I like when they do serial killers like as a movie, made for TV movie or whatever. I didn't see the Dahmer show yet.
It was good.
I've heard.
On Netflix?
Yeah, I've heard.
It was good.
I'm going to watch it at some point. But I like the Bundy movie that they made for TV at some point, 80s or 90s or whatever, yeah.
Did you see the new one with... what's his name? Is Bundy the show? That was a show too.
Was it Dexter? No.
No, it was Zac Efron.
Bundy. Oh, but the
Ted Bundy tapes, I think is what
that's.
That
yeah, no, I didn't watch that one either.
That was good.
Shit, for someone who just claims to like looking at serial killer shit, I haven't watched anything other than that one and the Gacy one.
The other one that's actually good. It's not like I don't know. It's based off of a book. My friend Dahmer. That's a kind of interesting movie as well. It's kind of like a take on like Dahmer before he became, like as he was becoming Dahmer, but he was still in high school and like he has a friend and like based on a book that someone wrote. I think that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's, I don't remember who played Dahmer in that, but it was... It was an interesting take on it, and it was kind of an interesting movie.
Have you ever seen... Oh, God, what are we doing? We're just... ladies and gentlemen, we're fucking high. Oh, damn, I was seeing if they had Never Been Kissed. You know, the one about the... Where Drew Barrymore plays a reporter that goes back to high school.
Yeah,
that happened at my high school. We had a reporter go undercover as a high school student for a year.
Was it like obvious that it was a reporter?
That's what people say. I only saw them maybe in passing a couple times. When I looked at a picture, they looked familiar, but not. So I guess I never.
It's like, what was that? Was that not another teen movie that they make fun of that? And it's like an old lady.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not Another Teen Movie gets slept on a lot. That was a funny parody movie.
It was
silly. That was I think, on... It was
over the top.
It might have been as good as Not Another or Scary Movie.
The first Scary Movie, yeah. First two.
Huh. Okay.
Game movie.
So here we go. I put Not Another, and what you get on Tubi is you get another gay movie, director's cut, which, cool. You get National Lampoon's Another Dirty Movie. I bet there's... Mike would love fucking that one. And then Not Another Sci-Fi Movie looks interesting.
Yeah.
2013. 18-Year-Old Virgin. Okay. Jesus Christ, Tubi. Not another happy ending. Getting it unrated. Whatever. Okay. And then another. Oh, and then another 9.5 weeks. We'll have to add that to our list.
Another 9.5 weeks.
Add that to my list. Okay. So we'll add that to our list.
Oh,
shit. So, did you ever see Sex Drive?
Yes.
Did you see the director's cut?
I don't remember which cut. Probably.
If you got it on DVD, it was a director's cut. And the director comes out in the beginning. He goes, so this is the director's cut. I'm just going to add more tits. And it just shows a chick, like a naked chick, just running. And he's like, and also some more dicks. And on the other side, it's just a big, like, a big black dude's, like, dick just kind of, and he's running.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of back and forth. And so throughout the movie, just randomly, because the director's cut's hilarious. He just leaves in bloopers and, like, all sorts of shit. It's really well done. Just, you'll see in the background just random naked people running around that he's post-cut. Like, he put it into, in post.
Oh, that's great.
It's so great. Sex Drive.
That was a silly movie too.
Yeah, love it. So, let's rate. Well, okay. Tell me more about. Oh God, I just typed sex into Tubi, and holy shit! Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, Topanga. Hello. good God, lesbian sex and sexuality. The sex bots are coming.
God.
A good girl's guide to kinky sex. Sexo menetras y muertos. Sex in the comics. Hell yeah, that's another documentary.
Nice.
Oh, sexting. Is that what's her face?
Who?
She's married to that one guy. I'm not good with faces right now. There's too much going on when you type in sex.
Yeah.
Sexpectations. Ooh. Add to list. Sex. Okay. What are we doing here?
What are you doing? Oh,
sexual inadequacies documentary. Add
I will
list.
Say this is the least amount of tabs I've seen you have open.
Though. Yeah, it's just two. And it's all Tubi.
It's all Tubi.
El sexo no causa impuestos. Ooh. Oh, the sexy mysterious murders, a.k.a. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Okay, now this one is not translated correctly, but Let Me Rock Your World, Sex is 02. And it's just a bunch of Asian people on the cover, so
I'm definitely not translated.
Not translated well. This is not called Sex is 02. Or that's not what they mean when they say it over there. Okay. That's twice I've seen Sexaholic on here, but one was Sexaholic, one is Sexaholics. I wonder, yeah, like Aliens. Yeah. Oh, Showgirls. The Showgirls.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That has the chick from Saved by the Bell. That ruined her career.
Who?
The one that did drugs. The one that did speed. Or whatever. She got addicted to speed in the in Saved by the Bell. And everyone, like, got in her case. Not Kelly. Not the one everyone was fighting for.
I didn't watch Saved by the Bell all the way through.
Well, I think it's just enough. You know, another great... Oh, God, what are we doing? But I will say, another great... The Saved by the unofficial Saved by the Bell documentary, and I think it's called the unofficial Saved by the Bell documentary, whatever,
okay.
Is great. It's a made-for-TV movie where they talk about the making of Saved by the Bell, and they hire a cast that looks just like the original crew, like the original kids. It's pretty great, and you see how like, who's the little guy? Screech. You see how Screech got mistreated, like the actor.
Oh, on set.
On set. Now, when that came out...
Because he died a few years ago, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
When that came out, all the rest of the cast were like, that's not really true. That's not accurate. We didn't treat him like shit. His memoir, I think, alleged that they did. They claimed that they didn't.
But they picked on... They treated him like he was a nerd and geek.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean... I don't know, but it's a good... Regardless of if it's true or not, it's at least an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah.
But anyway, don't type sex into Tubi.
Yeah.
Left on red, damn. El gran escaldo sexual americano. Okay. That's from 1990, too. Shit, again. Sex... All right. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. Mike's going to come over in about an hour. I got to make sure
that there's no sex on there.
The loss of sexual innocence is literally just two naked people on the cover with a snake stopping you from seeing the bits.
I like the cover of Love and Air Sex.
How about Hitler's Secret Sex Life? And it's Hitler bent over with a dominatrix behind him with a collar.
I believe it.
Sex. Love and Air Sex. Yeah. Hell yeah. What the fuck? Add the list.
Add
the list. Dude, and Hitler's Secret Sex Life. I'm adding that one too. I'm going to recommend that we watch that as one of our...
Oh, God.
Oh, Sex Ed. I love the kid from Sixth Sense.
Haley Joel Osment.
Haley Joel Osment, who's done a lot more than that movie now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. What was it? I thought I saw. Why do women have a higher sex drive? Jesus, tell me. Add the list. China's sexual revolution. Okay. All right. What are we doing?
Yeah, you're just going to keep adding movies to your list.
Sexocracy, the man of Boonga Boonga. What the fuck is going on? All right. Okay. Ooh. All
right. Okay. Okay. Scroll down.
Sex sound silence. I'm done. Drama, music, romance. That just looks interesting. We're done.
Let's go check your list and see how many movies you just added from just typing sex into Tubi.
Yeah, do I see my list over here? What do I see my list? Tubi. Oh, my list. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like seven or eight just sex movies.
They're all sex.
Followed by Warriors of Virtue.
Oh, that's great.
But I'll say this. It has what was typically hard to find back in the day, and it's one of those made-for-TV, cozy-as-fuck made-for-TV movies, and I absolutely adore those sometimes, which is The Librarian, Quest for the Spear.
Never seen that one.
He's just a guy that gets caught up in this, like, cool, mysterious job thing, and he's sort of an Indiana Jones meets... a Bruce Campbell type, where okay. he's like a funny, quippy guy who goes on epic-ish adventures while keeping it cozy and family-friendly. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like one of those just like, I've seen them. There's like three movies that I know of at least, and I've seen them all, and I love them. It gives me the same vibes as like Psych or Monk, where it's just like you could watch it with your kids and not have to worry about too much anything bad. I don't have any kids, so me needing that as a parameter isn't...
That's probably just... It's comfort.
Oh, yeah. It's comfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
And then Stealth, I put on here. Stealth, I believe, unless it's been topped, has the biggest practical explosion ever filmed. And they did it, I think, in air? Or, I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but it was like a... it was like... I've seen that. I saw like a little behind the scenes thing where they showed how they filmed it, but it was a little while ago, so I don't remember exactly. But it's a huge fucking fireball explosion. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's very cool. So, and then Bulletproof Monk, which we will watch at some point.
That is a great movie.
And they got new Hellboy.
I haven't seen the newest one.
It's great. Dude, Tubi's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's...
I've honestly, I'm not even kidding you. This isn't, like, they're not even sponsoring us at this point, but...
I do wish there was a way that I could subscribe for an ad-free version. I'd be okay with that. I would probably pay for the subscription, because they have good selection.
You know what? I'm the most anti-ad guy on the planet, and Tubi, for some reason, it doesn't bother me.
Well, they're not as bad. They're not as, like...
It's not as predatory.
Yeah. It kind of,
it's not YouTube without YouTube Premium.
Exactly.
Like, trust me, YouTube Premium is probably the wisest way I've ever spent money in my life just to get rid of those fucking ads. You save actual physical time of your life.
I got a free subscription for a year when I got a new phone at one point.
Fuck yeah.
And once that subscription canceled and I had my first YouTube ad, I was like, no.
Immediately you're like, wait.
Yeah, what happened?
I'll move heaven and earth if YouTube taps the payment doesn't go through to get money on my card or whatever to make sure that it fucking does.
It's funny. I have the family one now, so like my wife and my son have it as well. And sometimes I'll be watching stuff and like I'll see an ad and I'm like, wait, like I pay for this,
bro.
What are you doing?
You don't even know. I have the family one, and I actually have it in my. I mean, I think this is legal, but you're just allowed to give people...
Yeah.
Whatever, it's my family plan.
It's my family.
So, like, I have it, I have a couple people on it, and Dario's one of them. Because I had an extra email. I was like, fuck it, yeah, get on here. And for the longest time on our TV, he would just watch YouTube and ads would pop up. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I don't remember the password to my... And I'm like, no. Yeah. You gotta fucking fix this.
Yeah. You should be able to... You can connect to your TV using your phone. Like, sign in that way.
Yeah. Bro, you don't even... Yeah, I had to, so I just logged it. But see, the thing is, I don't like other people having access to my YouTube in the way my algorithm gets all fucked up.
Yeah, it's my wife's phone, because like the kids will get on her YouTube and start watching stuff. So she'll get like a bunch of Minecraft videos and all this stuff, and she's like, I don't want any of this.
Yeah,
like
what the fuck? And then they take her phone and they're like, come on, where's the Minecraft? Why am I seeing all this reality TV
crying reality.
This person was murdered in the back of a car.
Yeah, pretty much.
You'll never guess by who.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Shit she falls asleep to, and I'm like,
I saw a savage fucking thing the other day on YouTube. It was this wife and husband who left their kid in the back seat of a car, and it was locked. And then they just... dilly-dallied. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. For 9 hours. They were sitting on the porch. They were just like...
Not even trying to... Not even breaking a window.
They get nothing. They get in their car. Wow. They're sitting in the car making some phone calls. Not the police. I think just talking to like friends or whatever. And then they drive to the police station or whatever. So then they come back. But by... And then like...
Child's dead.
Wow. Like 9 hours. They didn't break a window. They didn't like... I think they didn't want to fuck the car up. Dude,
I was like, there was one that my wife was telling me about. I think this happened recently, and it was like a girl left a 9-month-old at home and went on a vacation.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. People, if you have kids, take care of them.
My wife starts telling me about those ones. I'm like, I don't want to hear it because they make me mad. Like, I'm just like, how? Like,
I saw in the court that chick, the one that you said, the one that left her baby at home, she says that. She said that she knows that Jesus and her child have forgiven her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you sure about that? Like, I think there's even, man, I don't like getting religious or political or murdery, but I will say that, like, I bet Jesus has his limits on what you're allowed to do.
Yeah, that's that one.
Happy Easter, everyone. Easter's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Some stuff for Easter egg hunts.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't not do that.
Yeah.
I saw some. My friend did a fun thing for St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
He had this little leprechaun doll, like an elf on the shelf kind of deal, and he has like small kids, and so he put some water with green food coloring, and it made it look like he kept. He did a bunch of little clues for the kids to follow, and it looked like the leprechaun peed on the seat, awesome. Went to the bathroom, like stood places, and then it led to like them getting some candy or whatever.
That's cool.
It was funny. It was like he hit one like a drunk bender, you know, like through their house. it was pretty funny. All right, well let's review the Freak Brothers, a Tubi original. I'm going to reach out. We'll be sponsored by Tubi soon. You'll see. We'll be on Tubi. That's all we need.
That'd be cool.
Tubi, just here's a podcast you can listen to. we'll watch. We'll just do Tubi originals from now on, Tubi, if you take us.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I would love to do Tubi. I added.
Let Tubi do a recommendation every week. This is the movie that you guys should watch.
Yeah. Have the world decide.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. The same people that are going to watch Hitler's Secret Sex Life. And Warriors of Virtue. Yeah. I don't know, man. Oh, there's so much good shit. Okay, Freak Brothers. Our scale goes from B to F. B being our highest because we don't consider... I don't know what our reasoning is. That was just a thing we started at the beginning of this. We should have come up with our own original rating system.
Yeah.
Like tomatoes or...
Yeah.
Joints.
How many joints do you need to smoke to watch it?
That's not bad.
How high do you need to be to enjoy it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, but then the lower the amount of joints, the higher quality of the film.
Yeah, I guess.
But so that wouldn't work because
I guess maybe it's like, can you enjoy this without smoking?
Yeah, but why would that be our whole spiel?
I don't know.
Because our whole thing is we're watching it high. I don't watch any of this shit sober.
Yeah, no, I ate edibles and smoked before.
Yeah, absolutely.
I eat edibles and I smoke while the edibles are kicking in, and by the time they kick in, I'm usually partially into whatever.
Yeah, whatever fuck yeah, dude. I mean, me too. All right, so until we come up with a better system, maybe I'll talk more about this when the guys get here.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the whole how high do you got to be, because I think that presents problems down the line.
It does.
Because
there's...
Call our voicemail. We have a voicemail. Call it if you have a suggestion.
Yeah, I have a rating scale. Any voicemails yet?
No.
No.
I don't understand it.
I know. I see it all over Facebook. I see it all over Facebook.
I don't understand how not a single person is called to say, like, hey, fuck you. I'm not going to call your stupid voicemail. Something like that, you know?
Maybe, like, one of the times I'm not here, I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
Just call it up.
Hold on. Dario's asking if we found his wallet. I mean, we're looking.
This couch just eats stuff constantly.
Well, we had this remote. This one right here.
Yeah.
Right. This. And I swear to God, I thought someone stole it because it disappeared and we ripped this couch apart looking for it.
Oh, wow.
And couldn't find it for 6 months.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Did you find it? Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Jesus Christ, you're the best.
Like, if I keep filling, I'm sure I'll find something.
Okay, cool. Man, you're the best. Good job, Brendan.
I got kids.
No, looking.
And I've had a deep couch before.
Sick. He's on his way. He can give us his impression on Warriors of Virtue before.
Oh,
on this
it.
Episode,
it's funny.
Going in, if he wants to, but
yeah.
All right. So, what's your rating for Freak Brothers?
I would probably give it a solid C plus. It's silly. I enjoyed it. I mean, you definitely have to be a stoner and appreciate like that lifestyle, and you know, have been around people that are like that. To enjoy it. It's definitely over the top characters, Cheech and Chong-esque characters. All the actors are great. I love the voices. The Workaholics guys are great. Like they're funny. So you know it's gonna be a funny show throughout. Episode 2 it definitely picked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked episode 1, so and usually pilots are kind of suck.
Yeah, they're usually the softer episode. Because it's kinda it's just them just the premise.
C plus. I think I'm with you on that. C plus. I think it's a little bit of F is for Family meets Bob's, not necessarily Bob's Burger, the intro at least. Mm-hmm. But like
kind of like home movies almost, like,
yeah,
of,
the animation style for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the animation.
That's kind of what brought the grade down a little bit for me.
Yeah, and that's not. The thing is, art is subjective. Mm-hmm.
I'll get used to the animation.
I made a cartoon once. I'm not going to say what the name of it is on YouTube or on here because I don't want people to look it up. But I made a cartoon. It's on YouTube, and it's the animation. We hired. We just hired
Patreon someone. Exclusive.
No, it's.
You're like,
I'm trying to forget it.
Bury
exists.
It.
Yeah. It's look. It's actually. It's not bad, but it's. It's definitely. Problematic, probably.
Call, leave a voicemail. Let us know.
Yeah, look. Look. If I get a fucking voicemail, bro, I'll give you the link.
I'll give you the link.
Yeah, no calls yet.
What's the number again?
The number is... Shit. I should know this. It's all over Facebook and everything. Okay. Come on. There we go. FriedRicePodcast.com. We have a website, people. Uh-oh. I know. Look. For some reason, GoDaddy... GoDaddy is like...
being a pain.
Unsafe for some reason. I don't... It's a great... It's fine. I'm not asking... There's no way we're going to take your credit card information because we're not asking for any money from on any of this. It's just our website. Anyway, 702-829-0117 is our number. It's a voicemail. I'm not going to answer. It doesn't even go... It doesn't even ring. It's just going to go straight to voicemail. It's going to be a fun little voicemail you can listen to. You can tell us anything. You can ask what the cartoon's name is to look up on YouTube. I mean, it's there. It's got like 16 or 17,000 views.
And if you do leave your credit card information, be sure to leave the expiration date and the CVV.
And the
CVV.
CVV.
Yeah.
Which stands for... Exactly. No one knows.
Three digits on the back.
It's the three digits sometimes on the back. Sometimes four that's in front. Super important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So C+. I don't like the animations too much. It's subjective. Oh, I was gonna say, but the one that we did, we hired some 16-year-old chick in Spain. We just found online on some like Fiverr or whatever, like some like art for hire kind of website or whatever.
Okay.
And she did it for I think $1,000, $2,000, whatever. And it's the animation that she did. She was amazing. Like, we thought.
Yeah.
I still think it looks great, but it's not like... Like, there's something... The difference between, like, The Simpsons, Bob's Burger, and even South Park now looks so good in comparison to, like...
Well, it's because they're using a lot of computer animation for everything now.
Yeah, so use more computer animation to be. But Pastaopolix... Postocalypse looks insane.
How was that animation style?
It's
that's not on your list.
No, because I was watching it.
Because I was watching it.
Should be on my continue watching, but yeah, here, let me mute this shit. See, it's
it's kind of like the Adult Swim shows, Wonder Brothers or.
Venture Bros. And God, one I actually did watch
Space
the
Ghost.
What's the oh God, those are such a crazy. I bet it's yeah, you're right. It is
That kind of style.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's literally a apocalypse movie with a pasta. Anyway, C plus. So that is our thing. We don't have any recommendations for next time because these are rice balls. They're not supposed to have a continuation. There's no rules. We're keeping this one shorter for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, the audience.
Sorry for droning on last time about hockey.
Yeah, no, that was the hockey episode. That's Miracle on Rice. It's still to this day the best named episode. Did the has the other one dropped yet? It'll be out by this point, but. Did you see the name I put for the King Kong episode?
King Kong? The Comic-Con?
Oh, it's not out yet. I'm thinking about calling it Mighty Joe Young Live at King Kong 2024 Re-Review Planet of the Apes and Other Monkey Business.
That's awesome. That one, I thought that one did come out, no?
No, it comes out on the 5th.
Okay.
We just da-da-da-da-da. I'm smoking it.
That's right. That just came out. Mac and me.
And then completely fried it. Glitch Barcade.
Okay. I still need to listen to that one.
Yeah. So, wait. And then our rice ball ends up being part down here because it's a bonus.
Okay.
But it's the only one with sound bites and chapter lists because at some point in that episode, I was listening to it, I mixed up the words condemn and condone. And... those are two very different words that mean the opposite of each other. And so when I was saying I condone all those gay jokes, what I meant to say is I condemn them. Now, if you listen to what I actually say, you can find out the context. Because I was like, oh, I didn't like all those gay jokes he was saying. I totally condone saying that shit on my podcast. But I meant condemn.
I undermeant what you stood.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, that is... Gee, let me get some... Well, fuck it. We'll just end this thing. Wait, hold on. Let me... I can get some music.
You're so indecisive. You're like, nah, we're fine. No, we're fine.
We're just going to find the first thing. Copyright
I thought you were going to play the Cops theme song.
Lo-fi summer vibes. Here we go. So... Fuck it.
It's a good one.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are fun.
Yeah.
We just get high, me and Brendan.
Just bullshit.
Hope you guys, I mean, if you don't, fuck it. You don't understand the vibe we're going for here, which is low structure. Oh, wait.
We're hoping we entertained you if you're, you know, doing laundry or,
yeah,
you know, chores around the house or driving or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I'm Andy. Well, okay, I'm jumping the gun here. this has been a rice ball. There's no rules. With me, as always, is, of course, Brennan. Simply up to Boston!
Have a good one, everybody.
And I'm your host, Andy Rice. This is Fried Rice Podcast, the Rice Ball Special, part two, like officially. Because again, that first Rice Ball is really just someone took an episode that we thought 2 hours was too long and decided to cut off when we were first fucking around. So it's really just one episode split into an episode and a Rice Ball. So I feel like the first Rice Ball is Miracle on Rice, and this is the official Rice Ball number two. Leave in the comments what you think. Comments. Anyway.
Is there a comment section?
No, but we have a voicemail.
Yeah, that's true.
Call that shit.
There's your comment section.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.